Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and the greater world of astronomy. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. First off, we have Venus setting in the west at 7:39. Following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west at around about 8:40 p.m. If you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, which will be rising above the horizon at 7:20. We have a pass of the International Space Station on the evening of Saturday the 31st, 7:56 p.m., moving from the west-southwest to the west.
Now, Christopher, there's been some considerable snow recently here in Hawaii. You apparently have snow in our Stargazer report this week.
That's right. We visit the mountains of Venus. And, just like the mountains of the Big Island, they appear to have had some snow. The temperature on the surface of Venus is hot enough to melt a block of lead, so there is no chance of liquid water or even ice existing there. It doesn't even rain water from the clouds of Venus. Instead, it rains sulfuric acid. So this bizarre snow that has been discovered on the mountains of Venus turns out to be made of metal and crystal.
And what kind of device would be able to detect something like this?
Well, the clouds of Venus are so thick that you can't see through them in visible light. To study the surface of Venus, we use cloud-piercing radar. And for decades, NASA and the European Space Agency have been using this method to study the geology of Venus. We have discovered that practically every feature on the surface of Venus has been formed through the action of volcanism, just like here in the islands. There are channels on the surface that have been carved out by flowing lava. There are shield volcanoes, very similar to the volcanoes of Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. And of course, there is frost and snow, made not of water ice, but of this strange metallic compound.
And then how does it actually come down? Does it come down like snow? Kind of paint a picture. If we were there, would it look like snow coming down?
Well, pretty much. Using data from the spacecraft, scientists do indeed think the source of this material is the clouds of Venus. Although just how it forms snow and frost is still a mystery. But it's fun to think that perhaps future explorers to Venus may be able to make snowmen from metal instead of ice.
I'm thinking more about the sledding and tobogganing aspect, but I guess that's just me. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.